Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 136 for Wednesday, April 8th, 2020. This episode is titled, This Whole Time. I am really proud of all the work that I got done today. I ran, well, jogged and walked, but more importantly, I can now say I have stuck to the schedule that I set up on the Fitbit app for a whole week now, and I'm excited to continue to follow it in the coming weeks. Plus, I did the laundry. Plus, I cooked. For the very first time, I made my own homemade pan-fried flatbread, which really didn't turn out nice and neat. I think I put a little too much water in the dough when I was making the dough, and I didn't knead it for as long as I should have. But I did get something cooked and edible, and I liked it. I also made my very first curry from scratch. It was really good. Curry powder has a very, very distinctive smell, and you are probably aware of how no sense evokes memories quite as strongly or vividly as smells. Tonight when I put my curry powder in my big stir-fry pan, I went, "Oh, it smells just like those little inexpensive neighborhood restaurants in Japan where you could get curry rice." I don't know if I've mentioned it on this show before, but in the spring of 2007, I did a study abroad program in Japan through the University of California. So for all of April, May, June, and July, and the last few days of March, I lived in Kyoto, Japan. And I did some cooking for myself, but I wish I'd done more. But I very clearly remember that probably my favorite thing to have for dinner there was the curry rice you could get at restaurants. The curry that I made tonight for myself was a little bit different from that. It was a yellow one with curry powder and turmeric in it, whereas the Japanese ones are brown-colored. But nonetheless, once I succeeded in making it, it occurred to me, I could have been having curry rice this whole time. That restaurant curry rice was one of the things I missed about living in Japan. And tonight it finally occurred to me that I could have been having it for dinner this whole time. All I had to do was go and look and find a recipe for it, and figure out where to source the ingredients that make that brown curry. But I could have done it if I'd had the will and the desire to go out of my way to do it. And that brings me to one of the few serious points that I've wanted to make in this season of Amy Talks About Stuff. There is a short piece of text that has been circulating around the internet. It is signed by a Barack O. Lee. You may or may not have run across it, depending on who your internet friends are and who shares what that you see. I don't feel like reading the entire thing today, but I will post a link to a copy of it that I found on Imgur in the show notes. But the point of it is that a whole bunch of things have now been done out of necessity with the pandemic, that could have been done before if anyone had had the willpower and the desire to go out of their way to do them. Such as, for example, the interest rate on student loans being frozen, laptops being distributed, people being encouraged to take time off to care for themselves, jobs being done from home, and many other things. And it ends with, "The bottom line is, humanity could have been humane this whole time." I encourage you, whatever things that you see happening to you or people you know to make their lives more humane, make sure that whoever made those decisions knows that you'd like to keep things that way. I'd love to keep the option of working from home and not having to drive. Find an advocacy group and speak up for some of the positive changes that have been made, and demand more of them. Nutty is right, I've never felt comfortable or confident enough to encourage or advocate a course of action and involvement until now. I love you guys, and I want you to stay safe and alive and happy. I already know what I'm going to be talking about for the rest of the week, and my episodes will get lighter, but probably not until Saturday, I don't think. So bear with me. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme music is Being Together by Bortex on the album Untitled Love Story, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.